You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's do a little super crosstalk. Woo, 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 woo. Mace is here. Ramona is here. Is that O'Shea I see in the other room? Is he going to join
O'Shea's
us here
in
a little bit?
We're going to do a little three-man weave today.
Outstanding. Outstanding. O'Shea, hello. Welcome. How are you, Momo?
I am good.
Yeah?
Oh, God. I know what's coming.
This is the most amazing Starbucks drink order.
Yeah.
I noticed it wasn't the Momo special.
It is. Oh, I no. send a text.
Shay's
okay?
like, Shay, Momo sends a text and says, I'm going to Starbucks.
Right,
I'm going to Starbucks.
Anyone wants Starbucks or Smashburger, I'm going to order. And this is me on the drive-in, okay? So, like, I can't do anything super complicated as I'm driving. I can just sort of hit one little thing on the app as
right.
I'm stopped, okay? This order comes in, and I didn't see the full... Let me just deconstruct this, all right?
Yes,
you can
deconstruct.
Sit, you can sit. You can sit over here.
Yeah, come on over here,
you're going to need the answer for yourself. Also, I had a...
there you go.
It's broken. Oh, it's broken?
Well, there's 80% of the chairs in here.
Nine more for you to try.
You
We're good.
We have lots of chairs.
80% of the chairs are
O'Shea
broken.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Did you say I have
fresh
a
off the set of Swagger Season 2.
Yeah.
Exciting.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Right.
So, the
this
order.
This is an amazing thing. So, you know on your text how like just the top line will come through unless you click on the text? So, initially, all I saw from his order was Grande Vanilla Bean Frap. So, okay.
All right. That's reasonable,
yeah.
right? That's
yep.
okay.
So and then I saw Greg with a no thanks, and Mace, you just didn't answer.
I just ignored. Okay. I've got my Starbucks.
So then I get to the Starbucks, and I actually open up the text, and it's ready because I ordered ahead on
yeah.
the app.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, he also wants caramel drizzle around the cup and on top. And cinnamon powder and cinnamon dolce sprinkles.
Delicious.
It does sound really
Delicious.
Good.
How did you stumble into that?
Wait.
That sounds
so
pretty amazing.
It
sounds like a lot of years of like...
the place was not crowded. And I said, hey, you know, I'm sorry. My friend who ordered this, he had a couple other special requests.
They probably didn't
you
believe you either.
This?
Do you have cinnamon dolce
sprinkles?
And
do
he knew just what I was talking about. I go, this is not my order.
Yeah, you need to call me.
My friend.
They don't believe her. They definitely don't believe her. They definitely don't believe her.
And I was like, he wants the caramel drizzle around the cup and on top. How'd he do? Did he get it?
Did he get it right?
No. Sure.
No. He didn't put it around
Oh,
the
he
cup.
Didn't put it around the cup.
Yep. But it was
full of
because
haters.
It was a late ad.
Get
yeah,
me that barista.
Fire.
It was a late ad. I didn't see the rest of it. I was like, this is an amazing
Oh, Shay, did that take a while to figure out that right touch there, the around the cup?
I've never ordered anything else since I was probably about 16, 17, I've ordered the exact same thing
Got
every
it.
Time.
Mm. They had cinnamon dolce
No, no, that's
sprinkles.
New. That's new. That's new.
So you're adding elements
those.
To it as
oh,
you,
yeah.
you're modifying this as you get
he
a little
He reached
older.
Out to Starbucks and said, we got to add a couple items here.
No, I've...
How do I even do that on the app? Like,
caramel
oh, it's on
the app. Cup.
I'm the like, app, you've got to be
no.
so straight
I didn't know.
Ahead,
I thought you were at this Starbucks right here.
I was, but I ordered on the app on the way
I didn't
in.
Know that you were ordering on the app and driving. It's a very dangerous order
yeah,
while you're driving.
I'm like George Clooney and up in the air. I like efficiency, and I get very thrown off when it's not ready after I've ordered ahead on the app. I get like very like, why is it not ready? You said it's going to be ready.
I noticed you don't have the Momo special for yourself.
I didn't do it, yeah.
You know, you just are you off?
No,
are you on a new direction?
Latte, straight up latte.
Have an iced drink
ice
though.
Mocha. It's just an iced mocha with oat
yeah,
milk.
Simple.
Light word.
Easy. Easy. Easy on the app.
What's the Momo special?
It is iced tea with some, what did I do? The
peach puree.
Chunks.
Peach chunks.
And
yeah.
Peach juice.
And peach juice.
So it's kind of like a peach iced tea.
It is good.
It was good.
It is good.
Oh, no,
yeah.
It was pineapple chunks.
Right.
Pineapple. It was like the freeze dried pineapple chunks in it.
It's too crazy. It's
yeah,
too
wait,
that's
wait. You're saying it's too crazy?
It's just crazy.
Jay says that is crazy.
It's crazy. It's over the top.
So, Slee, did you have fun on
awesome.
Saturday night?
Yeah, this guy hooked it up. Seats were fantastic. by the way, that is kind of funny. There was a time, by the time I got there, 10 minutes left to go in the second quarter, There's no space. There were just bleachers.
Right. Okay? It's a metal bench, and right. So everybody's standing the entire game pretty much.
And it says, like, where it says seat 9 and seat 8, you cannot fit, like, how they think two people are going to be in that. Mm-hmm. We're already, there's no space at all. So I'm kind of coming in, trying to get in. I'm kind of standing a little bit.
We're all standing shoulders.
I'm well aware.
Then Lindsay comes in, and we're
how
like.
How about before Lindsay? There's the two guys come with two beers, kind of heavier yeah, set dudes yeah. coming in. Like,
why did you look at me when you said that?
Chill. Two heavier set dudes. I'll just look up in the air. They're coming, like, how the hell are they going to find a seat? Lindsay, we basically had, like, you have to take one step forward.
Right.
And then once somebody's behind you in the same row. But it was awesome.
It was like a game of musical awesome. Chairs where
I
nobody lost and everybody's sharing seats.
That.
I kind of liked it.
What, crowds like that?
Yeah, like when it's super standing room only and it's really not even standing room. It's like stand to the side room.
Right.
Yeah.
It's but like, Ramona, isn't that college football kind of the.
Too old for that.
Comes
Sorry.
With the
Come
Rose Bowl.
Wow.
Too old, too bougie.
USC, UCLA.
I'm in for once a year.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at me. He knows
You'd
what I'm
You'd be up in
about.
One of those fancy boxes watching that.
I really would.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, to be in it was really cool.
It was amazing to watch. Watching on TV, I would imagine that being there, it was absolutely electric. And you got to think that, you know, we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks. But Caleb Williams probably won himself the Heisman Trophy with that game.
I think he did. Whew. Yeah. I mean, he's the favorite now in Vegas.
Yep. I'm such a hater. I'm like texting about that last throw where he didn't run for it. And he, like, on the 3rd and 10. And I was like,
what's to hate?
I was like, what was that decision making right there?
Stanford.
Yeah.
That bothered me, that play. He has a daylight. The game could be over. Just run for the first down. And he throws this, like, missile 5 yards down to the outs. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he did do that, yeah.
I was like, where's your touch? Where's your feel
Where's
for
your
game?
Touch? He threw for 500 yards and three touchdowns.
Where's your touch? Talking about?
Where's your touch?
So we were going
through My God, if he had more touch.
He's accounted for 23 touchdowns in the last 5 games.
Wow.
23 Ooh, touchdowns yeah. in
His
the
total
last
yards
games.
is basically averaging almost 500 yards, at least 4 of those 5 games.
Now, if they spit the bid against Notre Dame, if they lose in the Pac-12 championship will come before the Heisman Trophy is
Correct.
Awarded.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's
it
still some hurdles.
In. It factors in.
Of course
in.
It does.
Yeah.
Of
and it'll be does. Oregon, and Bo Nix looks good, and they found a way to beat Utah the other night.
Oregon is good. They've only got lost to Georgia, and they blew it because their coach went brain dead at the worst possible moment against Washington. But it goes to show you, Al and I were talking about this, SC is one of those handful, Alabama with Nick Saban, you get the right guy there, you don't have to build it back up. It clicks back in like that.
Right.
Especially with the portal right now where, okay, you got Lincoln Riley, we got the quarterback, we got Addison, here we go. It isn't this slow build, it's just we're back, we're SC, Heisman Trophy, Final Four in 1 year.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, we didn't bring in like a bunch of kids. We brought in guys who had already, Belichnikoff Award, a guy like Caleb Williams, a guy like Travis Dye, who unfortunately, he's hurt.
Yeah.
But Travis Dye, I think, played 4 years
at Oregon.
At Oregon, mm-hmm. And then came to play for us. I mean, these are like veteran college kids that we're getting.
It's much
more
college kids. They're free agents.
Free agents. No, it really is.
Free agents.
What's the difference?
They're coming to the
program. I don't think there's much
there
of a difference.
There isn't any difference.
I was talking to somebody. Tell me if this makes sense. That if you are a middle tier talent, let's say you're going to go 3rd round, 4th round. Do you stay in school because you can conceivably make more money in school than you can in the NFL if you're going to wind up being a 3rd or 4th rounder?
Oh, I don't think there's any question, right? I
mean,
look at Bryce Young. He's got a national Dr. Pepper commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know what that pays, but it's probably a lot.
He's in the 7 figures.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
Caleb
Williams is in the 7 figures.
He has that water commercial, right? I've seen that one a million times.
But I mean, isn't that just kind of...
It's
pretend.
It's the portal.
We'll stick him in a commercial, and that'll give us an excuse for him to endorse a bunch of stuff we don't know about.
Go promote a Honda Civic or something, and we'll just get the bags of money coming your way.
Yeah, maybe he's driving a Lexus, and that's part of the deal. I have no idea, but I do think that Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the country. I think he's going to play on Sundays, and I think he's going to be great on Sundays. Okay. He's an immediate number one pick.
This is a bridge too far, perhaps. Does he not, and I'm not saying he's got a long way to go, he's got to get better, he's got to do blah, 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 blah. You not see a little of Mahomes in that dude?
Bit of Mahomes. Oh.
I love it. I love to hear it. I mean, everybody in my house, we all looked at next year to kind of be the USC year. So everything that's happening now is just a crazy surprise. And my favorite part about all the success of USC is reading Oklahoma fans' Twitters.
Oh, they're bitter.
They are bitter.
They are very upset.
What about Pittsburgh fans?
Right now, Oklahoma gives me life. It fuels me.
I found.
Let the man drink his vanilla bean frappuccino. I was like, I had a mouthful of vanilla caramel drizzle
with nice caramel cinnamon chunks.
Cinnamon latte dolces.
It does sound delicious. Like, it kind of made me want to order one too.
Yeah.
The description is good. It seems so sweet.
But it's no coffee, it's all sugar. it's like no coffee in this whatsoever. Wait,
can we stop pretending these are coffee drinks?
They're not. It's a shake.
It's a milkshake.
It's a milkshake. Yeah.
It's a good shake. So can I have you guys throw me up some good karma for tonight?
Okay. What do you need?
If Arizona can upset San Francisco,
okay,
I win that eliminator pool.
No!
Yeah. Yeah.
So what did you take? Did you take the Cardinals?
No, I already won.
I won with Baltimore yesterday
against Carolina, which at 3-3 halfway through the fourth quarter had me sweating a little bit. But yeah, so the other two guys are both on the Niners. So if Arizona wins tonight, no Kyler Murray.
Yeah, no Kyler Murray.
Although
I'll tell you what, Colt McCoy
looked good against the Rams.
It's pretty good. Well, I mean,
so did Andy Dalton.
Yeah, guys tend to look good against the Rams. Yeah,
we're done with Stafford for the season, right?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Why are you laughing?
Because the Rams are terrible. There's no way around it. I just don't like the idea of people still wanting to, you know, that push, that extra push when it just really feels like there's
no point. The NFC is wide open.
Yeah, I'm tired of that. It's not that wide open.
Yeah.
Well, if you'd have just came a week ago, Trav was already laying out. Look, at 3-6, if we can just
hold on, we can get this.
At 3-5,
I was like, you know what? I can see it from here. It's not easy, but you can see it.
Yeah.
And then at 3-6, it's like, no, not really.
You know what I think broke the whole thing? I was talking about this last night. I think the Tampa game broke the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's what I told Slee earlier
today.
It totally broke the game.
It broke the back of this team.
It took whatever heartbeat you had and just completely extinguished it.
Yeah. I felt the same way after week one against Buffalo. I thought that one.
You thought that one broke the back?
I thought that one did it.
You were on must-win watch in week two against Atlanta.
Well, against Carolina for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Carolina was a must-win.
You ready for the most depressing part of all? Carolina win? Might be the last one they get.
Yeah, possible. Especially if you're not going to bring back Stafford. And he's had two concussions in 3 weeks.
All right, so they both came in here wearing their Laker hats.
Yes.
Go Lakers. And O'Shea Jackson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You just said that might be the most depressing part. I don't know.
You're going to be more depressed?
I don't know. I'm just going to see.
Go ahead.
You got some news?
No.
Okay.
The Laker trajectory was go all in to get AD.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they got a championship out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was worth it. Whatever comes next, the fallout from the trade, what if this pick that we got to send to the Pelicans turns into Wembanyama? Mm-hmm. Ah! Okay. What if that happens? All of that, still got your championship. Are we looking at a similar narrative with the Rams?
No, because they bottomed out faster. Honestly, they've got. They don't have their first round pick like you're
Trav
talking about.
Trav saved you real quick.
They have a really high second round pick.
They could be picking 35th.
Right,
to sixth,
right, correct.
Something like that.
If his scenario plays out, we've got like the second or third pick in the second draft, which is almost like a first round pick.
It's a late first round pick, shall we say?
It's the earliest pick they've had in a long time.
I just dropped that little,
But by the way, that could definitely happen.
And Trav was like, nope.
That scenario.
I can't even consider it.
I got seven more games, Ramona. To get through before I can start thinking like that.
What's the little Coldies thing that you put in there and the fizzies and the water?
Alka-Seltzer.
I barely dropped it in there. And Chad's like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
He almost jumped over the table here.
I didn't like where that was headed.
I know.
We have an almost first round pick.
Almost first round. There you go.
For the first time. You know their last time they picked in the first round, you know they took?
Jared Goff.
Yeah. Jared Goff was the last time they picked in the first round.
What if they don't win another game? And their first round pick goes to who this year?
Detroit.
Lions.
And their first round pick could be
high.
One of the great quarterbacks right now.
Could be. I don't need.
But the problem is,
do they need a quarterback though? Matthew Stafford, I feel, still has some time left.
I do too.
Well, you just signed him. You better
exactly. Mm-hmm. He needs to have.
And that's why his next meaningful game should be in September. I don't want to see him.
Okay, but what do you do with Aaron Donald? What do you do with Jalen Ramsey? What do you do with Bobby Wagner? You're telling those guys they got to go out there for 7 weeks.
I think you cut their
Netflix and chill.
You cut their reps. You cut their
watch the World
plays
Cup.
Yeah, exactly. See what happens.
We got a draw, guys, in the first round.
Oh, is it? We tied. Yeah.
Thanks, refs.
Yeah.
Gareth Bale.
Oh, it was him.
A penalty kick.
He came back around and
he does seem like a super villain, doesn't he? Especially with a haircut.
Anybody right now is a super villain. Right now, especially with it coming from penalties, everybody in America right now is screaming referees right now.
Yeah.
Al, we should have yelled about the referees.
Did you watch a lot of the game?
Well, we've had it on the whole time, so I'm kind of watching it.
Break it down.
He broke it down. He broke it down earlier.
We got one in the first half.
Use some of your terminology.
PK.
Yeah.
Boots, pitch, nil, extra time, 74th minute.
Have you learned how to pronounce Cutter?
What else do you need?
Cutter, just like you just said.
Yeah, Cutter.
It shouldn't be that.
They sent us these pronunciation things. Cutter.
So you know, it's Qatar. Come on.
It's Qatar.
It's not Qatar. I agree. It is Qatar. Officially, it's Qatar.
Did I say Qatar?
No, it's
Qatar.
Officially, it's Qatar. But there's nobody who knows the English language that would look at the word Qatar and say Qatar. You would say Qatar.
That's true.
Right. Right. So where did Qatar come from?
The official pronunciation.
No,
if you live there.
The official pronunciation is Qatar.
That's
what I learned in school.
It's good. Qatar. It should be Qatar. So who started the whole Qatar thing?
The Qatari government, has now said that they're both correct. They basically They basically came out and said, there is no exact perfect English translation for this word. Therefore, they're both kind of right. David Remnick, who hosts the New Yorker Radio Hour, he's going Cutter. I'm going Cutter. Because that's
Qatar all day. ESPN sent out a pronunciation thing, and they said, say it this way.
Yep. I'm going David Remnick. That's where I'm going with it. Super Crosstalk is over. Mason and Adams next. Ramona's in. O'Shea Jackson Jr.'s in. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah! Three
Come on, you just had a bunch of sugar.
Today.
You need a.
It's almost finished. When it gets there, you'll see. You'll see.
Where's the
in.
Growl?
Ah!
There it is.
Mason and Ireland show. Today it is Momo and O'Shea Jackson Jr. What is happening? It was a spectacular Saturday night at the Rose Bowl. I'm sure you guys watched the game. Momo, you were texting during the game. Shea, I got a text from you right after that game. It was an amazing game that I honestly looked at Sliwa at one point and said, watch, this thing is going to end on a DTR interception.
You actually
and
said
sure
that?
Sure enough, wow. It did. Yeah, yeah. I could feel it coming. It was in the air. As LA sports nights go, this is one of the really, really great ones. I mean, the stadium was absolutely full. It was probably 60% Bruin fans, 40% Trojan fans. It was all red and blue. Just an amazing, amazing night. Shea, what do you think of the Trojans, huh?
Oh, I love them. As I was saying earlier, this was a surprise for me because I had been gearing up for next year to kind of be USC's year with all the recruits that we were talking about getting and all of the noise. But for Lincoln Riley to come in and for us to just buy in, going what we were 14 to start the year off, all the way up to 5, we got a big game Saturday against Notre Dame.
Yep.
Obviously, Notre Dame would love to rip our hearts out, but we just got to stay focused, and I think we can sneak in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's still possible to sneak into the college football playoff. God, things almost broke perfectly. Michigan, last play of the game. TCU, last play of the game. It was like if one of those busted, we would have been number five this week. Instead, I think we're going to be number six. They still have us stuck behind LSU, which is a joke. A two-loss LSU team in the current college football playoff.
Disrespect.
They had us at seven. Now we'll move to six because Tennessee got hammered. But it's possible, Momo, that USC can get to the college football playoff.
You just have to be right there for when somebody else loses. You just have to be right there, ready to bounce. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does the Michigan – first of all, Bergman, you watched the game. You were texting me during the game.
You know what? I actually feel really bad for Greg right now.
Thank you.
I really do.
A lot of DTR.
I feel really bad for me, too. Thank you.
I know.
Yeah.
I felt – like I know his hand was messed up, right?
Look, DTR is one tough SOB, but this is who he is. He's a guy that has a one-read quarterback that looks directly at the guy he's going to, and that's where he's going to go. Or he pulls it down and run, and he makes bad plays down at the end of the stretch. It's what
happens. Like, he was great, though, and then at the end, I was like, ooh.
In fairness, they did put 45 on the board.
Yeah, no, they put 45 on the board, but he had two interceptions to end the first half,
right,
which they very well could have gone down, scored, or at least put up a field goal, something like that. And then at the end of the game, you have a minute and a half with two timeouts, and he throws an interception.
Yeah, I knew
you have time to have Charbonnet run the ball.
I knew it was coming.
This is what happens to the Bruins.
The guys, it is.
We call that a womp womp.
Yeah, you guys sitting here talking, oh, what a great night. No, it was the worst night ever.
Amazing.
This was an awful night.
For you. I was
this
like,
was an awful weekend of sports in general.
Did you watch with Riley? Daughter
yes.
Riley?
Yes, I watched.
Was she impressed?
She was outside playing. She was outside doing her thing. But
Riley hates sports, as it turns out.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
But think about that. UCLA basketball lost twice.
Yep.
UCLA football lost. USA just tied when they should have won that game.
Your fault.
Yeah. Yes. That. You know what? People on Twitter are saying it's my fault.
Yeah.
I've taken over the Mace
curse.
You've
got a little dark cloud over
you. How many players on the U.S. team can you name off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head,
wait. You sound like you might actually be able to do it. Let's go to people who will not be able to. I can do one.
I can match you. I can match you. Smith.
Solid pick. Solid pick.
I know one guy.
Johnson.
No, I don't. There could be.
Wea.
Timothy.
Timothy.
Yeah. I know.
Shay knows the black
Christian.
Guy that scored.
Oh, come on.
Christian Pulisic.
That's the name we all know,
Christian,
right?
Christian Pulisic is the guy.
So, yeah. And Walker Zimmerman was the one that tackled Gareth Bale in the box. He's on LAFC.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he was.
Standard LAFC.
This is like the ultimate bandwagon time right now. People who you could name one player. We come in, today is day one, and I could name one.
But
how many will I be able to name by the end of the week?
The same one.
Two.
Solid.
But here's the thing. The World Cup is a chance for everybody to be a bandwagon fan, right?
Right.
That's the whole point of the World Cup is to get people
Go Ecuador!
Yeah.
Right?
We've all taken teams.
Right.
Jorge, who's your team?
To win the World Cup?
Yeah.
Argentina.
Yeah. And
Spain.
Bergman, Spain. I've got England.
1-6
Ireland's got Brazil. Yeah, England won big today.
Did they?
I'll go England too.
I want England to win. Let's go, England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go, USA. Come on.
USA, baby. USA.
Estados Unidos. We are just seriously unlikely to win. But I hope we get into...
I just hope we get out of the group stage.
Yeah, get out of the group
stage. Like, that's how you can tell somebody who knows a tiny bit of soccer. If you call it the group stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go, oh, she knows what
the group
stage is. She knows what the group stage is. She went to Stanford.
We got to root for USA, man. I'm going USA hard. We're the big bully who pretends to be an underdog all the time.
So you're super upset about what after this match?
Right.
I'm completely upset at the referees. Obviously, they gave him the game because it came on a penalty.
Yes.
And that's Shay's take on the World Cup.
Yeah.
There it is.
I like it.
Yeah.
You're on it. So, a couple of things about SC UCLA I wanted to get to. First of all, the quality for the game at the Rose Bowl. Let me tell you, I would take the Coliseum over the Rose Bowl every day. Bergman, told me some parking...
Did it work?
It didn't work.
Did you drop a pin?
I did find my car. I know it was in Lot
That's
K, which
yeah.
is where Bergman told me to park.
Did you do what I told you?
I did the whole Arroyo, blah, 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 Rose Bowl Lane or whatever the hell you told me. Is it called Rose Bowl Lane?
That really seems like you did it, by the way. Blah, 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 whatever the hell you told me.
No. Turn left Linda on Vista, Rose Bowl Lane. Off at Linda Vista and then go down to Lot K.
Turn right. No. I don't know. It was one of those things.
Park over by the bridge out on the fourth hole. You're like, what?
I got home 2.5 hours after the game.
Oh, terrible. You didn't do it right.
Wow.
Terrible.
That's a good movie.
It's unacceptable.
I could have watched a movie.
That's a good movie.
But the actual...
You should have sat in the car and watched some Netflix on your phone.
The viewing atmosphere at the Rose Bowl is 1,000 times better than the Coliseum. Viewing of the game, because there's not really a good seat, period, at the Coliseum, but there's good seats
up
against the
seat.
San Gabriel Mountains.
It's no, it's pretty, right?
It is
it's a prettier place.
It's like
place
going
to
game
watch
at Dodger Stadium's pretty.
But the lines, I don't know who's orchestrating that. It's like the people that did the Lee Harvey Oswald prison transfer. It was brutal, these lines wrapping around. And you
How's
had,
the food? It was the food all right?
You had to wait 10 minutes to get into the line to go into the tunnel. It was just.
That's
it was
sick.
Unbelievable. And I know
but
it's
the viewing experience was better.
No. That'll kill it for me. All that he's talking about, that kills it.
Yeah.
I just won't go.
Yeah, I just won't go.
Yeah.
Just watch at home.
I
no
at
thanks.
Home. I don't,
no thanks.
No lines at home.
I don't picture
suite,
myself.
It would be fun if you had
I don't
sit
picture
in that.
Myself back at the Rose Bowl soon. I don't.
Well, getting in and out is not the easiest thing in the world.
Would you say, Bergman, what's the worst parking situation? Is it Dodger Stadium, the Rose Bowl, or SoFi?
See, I think SoFi, because it's just so hard to get in and out of. It takes you an hour just to get in. This was a huge game. Usually
you
can get in and out.
How early do you go to SoFi?
Well, SoFi, you have to get there at least 3 hours early.
Whoa!
Now,
otherwise, it's going to take an hour.
I'm not a good judge because I've got...
good park.
I've got really good parking pass, so I'm not the best judge, but people say SoFi is rough. Dodger Stadium, I think, now seems like a piece of cake after the Rose Bowl.
Not if you're like Jorge and I. We're in and out. 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Boom, boom.
I'm
we rush to the
good.
Car.
Well, game
I
ends,
always,
walk to the
I,
car.
I always leave earlier than
Power
you guys.
Walk.
I'm like gone.
But we park in the general, in the GA parking,
yeah.
and
yeah.
then you can just get right out.
Because you park near the exit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, the other tip is you park in the neighborhood.
Right.
And you walk in.
At Dodger Stadium, you walk up the hill?
You walk up the hill.
Yeah.
It burns some of the beer off.
Sure.
And, like, you can pregame down the hill at the shortstop.
Yep.
And, like, to pregame, and then you walk up and have a sloshy walk up. It's kind of fun.
No.
Right? You kind of walk up, you're like, ah.
We get it. You played softball. You athletic. Yeah. I'm not walking up the hill.
I go slow. I am slow.
You take your time walking up
I mean,
the hill?
Yeah, I take my time. Like, I'm the shorty in the back, and all my friends are, like, hikers, and they're fast. And I'm like, first of all, I'm short.
Not,
second
not,
of all, I'm a little sloshy.
You're not Kate Bush. You're not running up that
nope.
hill?
Nope. Nope. I'm, like, taking a little, I'm toasty, and I'm like, whoever wants to walk slow with me, just hang to the back.
There you go.
Hang to the back. But it's good, because you, like... have a whole enjoyment, and then when you leave, it's like a nice walk. It helps you. You could eat an extra dog because you're like,
nice
I'm gonna walk this
walk.
Off.
Yeah, right. So I want to get to a couple of things here. First of all, it is Million Dollar Monday.
Oh yeah,
chance to win $1 million.
Lies.
That's like Shea money.
Chill.
$1 million.
Shea makes more than that.
Chill. Relax.
All day to play Million Dollar Monday today. Just for playing the game, you win a pair of tickets to see Rams Seahawks on December 4 at SoFi Stadium. And you get a chance to win $1 million by telling us the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. That is coming up at some point during the show today. Who?
I actually know who's going to win. I know the exact teams, and I know who's going to win. I know the points.
Oh, okay. Hold that.
Yeah, I do.
You do
I'm
know?
Good at things like that. Everyone else will just come to me.
It's rigged.
We will trust you. And is there... okay. Have you ever heard the expression, they suck duck feathers?
Nope.
Okay.
Today.
I heard that. I heard that repeatedly on Saturday night at the Rose Bowl. I'll explain. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we're on. We were just doing a little... Is that for TikTok?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So what's going on? Mason and Ireland show. It is Momo in for John today. And O'Shea Jackson Jr. Whoa. Is hanging out today.
Oh, yes.
Just back from shooting Swagger 2.
Yep, season 2.
Yeah, I guess it's not Swagger 2. It's Swagger season 2.
Either way, you get Swagger.
And then you're going to shoot...
You got Swagger. I watched the show.
Well, thank you.
Then and you're going to go shoot Den of Thieves 2, right?
Yeah, we're filming that later next year.
Did you get? Are you going to get beat up?
More than likely, but okay. I mean, if you've seen the first one, but no, you know, they're trying to catch me. They probably won't.
Yeah,
you know, we'll see how it goes. Fingers crossed.
My mom said after she and not stepdad Leo said saw Den of Thieves, okay. The first one. Your friend sure gets beat up a lot.
Yeah.
He did. You got the crap knocked out of you in that movie.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're trying to steal millions of dollars, it's worth it.
Yeah, I guess so.
My favorite part of Den of Thieves is everyone dies but me.
Yeah, well, sure, you're the survivor.
It's my favorite part.
That is. Yeah. Which allows the sequel. Yeah, if you were just about to watch that movie,
Come on. Now you know.
I want to mention this. During this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru are partnering with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural Long Drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. The event is taking place on Friday, December 9 at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you'd like to participate and purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. And by the way, that December 9th date is going to be epic because me and Scott Kaplan will be doing the show together that
Whoa.
Day.
Whoa.
We've never done a show together.
I don't know if I like that.
There is definitely going to be weirdness.
Yeah, man.
Ensuing.
Twerk off too or no?
No twerk off.
Oh, come on.
No. By the way, you made a little Mason twerk off. How did you make that?
No. Somebody, I went to the remote afterwards.
Okay.
And then somebody handed it to me, said, okay, give this to Mason.
Mason twerk king. Yeah. I've got that on my mantle.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. That's very proud
next
of that.
Next year, Mandy's.
That's amazing.
Next year, that's
no, next to the Mandy's.
It's right next to the Mandy's, although it's much smaller. The Mandy's are like 2 feet high. That's Juan's request, is make the Mandy's smaller.
Oh,
they've got to be smaller.
Kaplan, that Mandy
I didn't get to
thief.
Go last time. I just got to do my shout out.
Yeah.
My acceptance speech.
It was a great show. It was a great show.
You going to come this time, Shay?
Absolutely, as long as it stops Scott from robbing more trophies from Mace.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe it when I heard.
I was so hurt.
Look, I love Cappy.
That's cool.
It's not a great robbery.
Come on, man.
But for the first one...
You brought me
in. We got show of the year. That was the most important thing to me. Show of the year. Most important thing.
Stop.
It's important, but to me, that's like LeBron can win MVP every year. So this year, let's give it to Luka or something, you know?
Not the first year.
Yeah, not the first year.
Not the first year.
The first year, LeBron needs to win.
Yeah.
There it is.
Have you got your Christmas decorations? Oh, you don't decorate for Christmas.
You know what we do?
Do you?
Yeah, I got kids, so we put up the lights.
Oh, Mama Momo.
I did. I did some fusion this year. I did some blue. I did blue lights blue and icicles, lights, and then I put a Star of David up front too.
Yeah.
But then I also put the Christmas colors in the trees and the everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we got everything.
Shay, do you guys decorate?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, my mom. I mean. I do for my daughter. Last year, I had to get the tree and all that for the first time. You know, my parents look at us as all old. So,
right.
you're up house. They're not putting stuff up, so they don't have to take it down.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It all falls on me. I got a 5-year-old now, and Christmas is really just about her.
Yeah,
it's not even about me no more.
So I decorated like crazy this year.
Yeah,
because crazy.
Oh, like crazy, absolute crazy, and lights everywhere. It's very totally festive.
Did you get a projector?
I got one of those things that sprays the lights onto the.
It's so cool onto a tree. It looks really, really great.
Because Juan's dad is coming this year.
Yeah.
My mom is coming this year with not stepdad. It's going to be a
big
No holiday party.
No,
this
you're not
year.
Doing it again.
We are so not ready.
That's a pandemic casualty right there.
We're gonna do a party.
Wow.
We're gonna do one.
You used to be that party host.
We're gonna do one for Memorial Day.
That's a random. Well,
because
like,
it's a long weekend. It's a long weekend. It's summer kickoff.
Okay.
Yeah. I need time to get ready for this.
5.5 months.
Five and a half months should be plenty of time. All right.
So Postmates.
Saturday night at the Rose Bowl, one lady who clearly had a lot to drink, was standing. We were all standing, but she was standing with her back to the field. And so she said, I cannot watch UCLA when they're on the field. Mm-hmm. So she would turn around when UCLA had the ball. And say they suck duck feathers, among other things, and
the
then turn
time.
Back. And then all night long, she'd say, I haven't even seen UCLA play tonight. They suck duck feathers. Yeah.
It was, wait, was she a Trojan fan
nutty.
Or UCLA?
She was a Trojan fan. No, she didn't want to watch UCLA.
I mean, obviously it worked.
It did work.
You'll never be able to tell that lady it didn't
Crazy
work.
Duck feather lady. She's good. She's good.
I think I kind of feel her, though, because when it was 14-0, I was like, all right, no more watching it on TV. I'm going to watch it on the app. When I watch on the app,
right,
nothing but good things start to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they had the ball again, I was like, all right, I'm back to the app. Next thing I know, the app says interception.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
right.
It's just that mojo, that fan mojo.
So I wanted to mention here, we're on YouTube today. Go to YouTube/ESPNLA and you can watch the show. And I don't like my angle at all. If somebody from the social media team,
what's wrong with it this time? What
well,
part of the
I'm,
angle now?
I'm totally in profile. I don't
I
want to do the show in
and
profile.
And the profile for you?
No, I got I got a beak on me.
Chill. But you look again. You well, I guess in this sense, you're looking more towards Shay instead of playing towards
Correct.
Us.
I'm playing towards.
So
the
we
room
need to change.
Opposed. Yeah, we need to change.
I,
Does
know
this
what
YouTube makes? Make me look fat?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I know. It's a trick question.
What I will say is I have learned that sometimes we are made to feel bad when we say like, oh, I don't think this lighting is good for me.
Yeah.
Or, can you shoot me from the straight on instead of from the side? Because we'll seem like we're high maintenance or we're being a diva. But you know what? I'm the one looking bad on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Forever.
Not you.
Forever.
Right. So go ahead and call me high maintenance. That's fine.
Exactly.
I don't want to look stupid.
I don't.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
But I'll tell you who's. Yeah. Now, you're never a diva on the set. You're always like.
Because I forget the cameras are there.
Yeah, me too. I forget.
That's completely. The best thing.
Later on,
I was looking
God,
like, why are y'all filming Greg?
That's the
And
smart
then I realized
thing.
There's iPads everywhere.
But like, so we have this. Should I vent? Should I be embarrassing
yeah,
for myself?
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
There's a bureau cam room that we shoot Around the Horn from.
Mm. Right.
And when Rachel Nichols was working here, she put her foot down and said, hey, listen, the lighting in here sucks. We need to get some better lighting in here.
Yeah.
So she got some different lights in that room. And all of a sudden, you could see my makeup look better. I didn't look like flat. I didn't look green. Like the lighting was just a lot
didn't
better.
Didn't you just get a ring light like everybody else?
No. You would think that as a television company, we would do something like
yeah.
that, but we don't.
No.
Okay. So now Rachel's not here anymore, and
right.
I every time I go on the show, I'm like, hey, can we turn those lights on? The lights are still there.
Right.
Can yeah. we turn them on? And they go, oh, no, it really messes up the background. And I'm like,
so you don't get
your words about
anymore?
The background.
Background. And not me looking. And every time I look on there, I go, gosh, dang.
The disrespect is
it's
crazy.
It's just like.
Are you like, do you like to have like Vaseline on the lens to get a really soft
no,
focus?
It's just,
no,
it's the, wow. it's the lighting. It needs to be like, it's like the difference between Laker lighting and Clipper lighting. Laker lighting is that soft glow, the golden
Correct.
Glow.
Correct.
My
the crowd
and the Clipper lighting is like, wake up.
Yep. Yeah.
Wake up. It's bright white lights.
That's the thing. That's
you know?
The thing.
And it's a thing. I mean, I get it, but I prefer the soft mood lighting.
You said yeah. you know the two teams that are going to play in the Super Bowl. Momo, who? What two teams? And we're going to do Million Dollar
yeah.
Monday a little bit. What two teams?
I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Kansas Ooh. City Chiefs, and it's going to be 35-31.
Wow.
I just had it come.
The Cowboys?
Yeah. It's going to be the Cowboys.
After watching yesterday.
Yeah. It's gonna be the Cowboys. They smoked Minnesota.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It's just like mark it down. Let's just see if I'm right.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I get these
mark
little premonitions.
Down. Or as they say, save the tape, even though we have no more tape.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Shay, who do you think? Just off the top of your head.
I mean, I personally have developed a strong hate for the San Francisco 49ers.
Me too.
Oh,
I hate
here he goes. Here he goes. Here he goes.
It's hard not to think that they're good football.
Really?
Team, you know, but I refuse to say that over the airwaves, so I'm going to say Cowboys.
You like the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I'm just going, so I don't have to say 49ers, which is what
I love.
I really
Jalen Hurts. I think the Eagles are gone. And I,
Eagles?
You know what's weird? I think Miami is going to be
That's
in the
Super Bowl.
That's a
good call. I think Miami's a good call.
They're undefeated with Tua at quarterback.
Really good defense.
Really good defense.
I would love to see Miami versus Chiefs.
Miami. In the AFC
championship. None of us picked Buffalo.
Tyreek back in whatever they call Arrowhead or whatever.
Yeah, Buffalo stumbled a little bit. They stumbled a little bit.
I got Josh Allen in fantasy. I'm aware that Buffalo.
Oh, there you go.
Same. Right.
Yeah, 12 points yesterday.
What's your record in fantasy?
Terribly. Yeah. I'm doing horrible.
Week 11.
Oh, yeah. Right now, yeah. I think I got 4 wins.
4-7.
Yeah, so it's bad.
Mama?
One league I'm really good. One league I don't talk about.
Mm-hmm. So what's the one you're really good in?
The league that's actually the money league.
Yeah, and what's the record?
I think I'm like 7-3 or something.
I'm 9-2.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, what
I'm rocking
last place
it.
Mace. No
rocking
more?
It. No,
I see you.
No more. It's fun to look at the standings and see last place Mace in first place.
Yeah, that's great.
Totally did
By
that.
The way, I'll never get this on the radio. I will never pick another Raider for my fantasy team ever again. Ever.
Really?
Thanks, Winfrey.
I know he's killing.
And then last year, I picked Ruggs. How did that go for me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never again.
All right. Coming up next for you, we will spin the wheel of questions.
Excellent.
We'll also talk some Lakers. Lakers on a 3-game winning streak. AD is on an absolute tear. We'll get to it. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. Let's see what call. Oh! Okay. Mason in Ireland, Momo's here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is hanging out today, too. What if you had the possibility of raising one aspect of yourself? Beauty, intelligence, confidence. But you had to lower another aspect to the same degree. So again, it's beauty, intelligence, confidence. Which one would you raise knowing that another one had to go down?
That's interesting.
What do you want?
Ooh.
What do you want, Momo? Beauty, intelligence, confidence. You raise one, you lower another.
Gosh, that's good. I think I'm going to just stay right here. Because I would.
You got to answer the question, Momo.
You're thinking,
no.
You have to entertain the premise. That's the rule.
Right,
entertain the premise.
Right,
entertain
right.
the
then
premise.
Then I want more beauty, and I'll sacrifice some intelligence.
Tell you what, you got confidence. You could lower your confidence.
Yeah.
Level.
I don't think I have that much confidence.
Oh, no, I think you're extremely
confident,
shark. Don't you?
Yeah, in certain things.
Yeah.
In other
really
things,
think,
I'm super insecure.
Do you really think you can afford to lower the intelligence?
Yeah, I got plenty to spare.
Got that for days.
Shay, what do you think?
I already lowered the intelligence when I had kids. I don't sleep as much. There are some times that I'm like, did I just leave the refrigerator door open for 2 hours? Like,
No,
like, you're like, what was I doing? I went over there to do something. Nope. Don't know where it went. Where'd that thought go?
All right, Shay, what do you think?
I don't know if you know this. I'm a pretty man. All right. I'm a pretty man, bro.
All right. That's
so
good.
I don't
That's
know.
Confidence, too.
Yeah. So, like, I guess I would rather be the smartest guy in the room than anything. You
right.
know, I know plenty of ugly people who've made it.
Right.
So I can afford to
turn down the intelligence.
I can afford to. No, I turn up the intelligence. I can afford to lose some looks. It's all right,
okay.
bro.
All
I know.
Right.
I know some pretty ugly people who've made it well off into the world.
That's awesome.
I like the way you say it. Pretty
good
ugly.
Lord.
All right, Jorge, what do you think?
Give me more intelligence.
Yeah.
And bring down some of the beauty.
Bring down some of the beauty.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, look, think about this with intelligence and looks, you get confidence, so it's cool.
That is true. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah,
really good point. Bergman, what do you think?
Well, when you're pretty low in all three, it makes
right,
it a little difficult.
Right.
So,
like what Shay was
saying, I'm gonna bring. Let's bring the confidence up just a little bit, and we'll dig down the looks to even lower.
Wow.
You know?
I think that's a good call, Greg.
What a brewery.
It's a good call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, thanks. You're raising confidence?
Yeah, yeah. Raising confidence. Yeah.
You've got confidence, don't you?
No, 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 but he could go a little more swagger.
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah, yeah, be a little more swagger.
Because the truth is, you can get away with being like a little bit like not as cute if you got confidence.
Right,
right. Confidence is good looking.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
It's how you carry yourself.
So right. I fully...
Not with my arms folded and
I am very, very super smart.
Yeah.
So
I'm very, very super smart.
I would not... I would be willing to give up some intelligence points.
Yeah, I agree.
For a little bit more looks. I would take a little
same,
more looks.
You and me
yeah,
same, yeah.
The same. Yeah.
Standard Mason.
What do you, what standard?
Standard Mason that you're like, yeah, you know, let's get these looks up.
But the thing
by
is,
the way, all the smart people say I'm super smart.
Yeah, I'm really super smart.
Really, really
what's that
super
Simpsons
smart.
Thing? I am so smart. S-M-R-T.
All right, let's do a little Lakers here. Shay, you're a huge Lakers fan. Momo, you cover the team. They are on a 3-game winning streak, and Anthony Davis is playing like we've always imagined Anthony Davis would play. He's done it for 3 straight games. Is this sustainable?
The Lakers have had a very, very forgiving schedule after a very unforgiving schedule.
Right.
So, I mean, they had 4 days off in the middle of the season. It was like they played on a Monday and then not again until Friday. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Like,
no,
thank you, NBA schedule makers.
Sure.
Like,
they got a break in there.
Yeah, and then they had kind of some easy teams lately, you know, the San Antonio.
Yeah, Brooklyn,
second.
Detroit, San Antonio.
Yeah, but the Brooklyn one was good, but...
That's a game where they don't have any size that matters,
right.
And Anthony Davis
that's
cleaned
right.
up. Detroit was missing big men. He cleaned up. Last night, Jakob Poeltl didn't play.
Right.
He cleaned up.
Yeah.
So he
you should dominate those games.
Right, and I don't want to diminish what Anthony Davis is doing, because we've always said Anthony Davis can be this guy, the guy, kind of guy that LeBron James could say, here are the car keys, take it away.
Yeah, and you know, I think the importance that we've seen from Anthony Davis is that player that we've seen that we've wanted to see him in the paint, him in his paint doing his thing. Not worried about getting hurt. I think that's on the back of his mind why he takes so many jump shots and things like that. Is clanging and banging in there leads to injuries most of the time. But he's shown no fear. He's doing his thing. 30-plus, 15-plus boards. That is the big man that we Laker fans are really used to, you know, as far as what we've had in our history. So to see Anthony Davis, to see the rest of the guys stepping up as well without LeBron. Aren't we undefeated without Bron?
We are. No, I think we lost that first one without LeBron.
What was the one right before Brooklyn?
What was right before Brooklyn?
Right before Brooklyn was Sacramento. They lost that.
Sacramento, we lost that game. So 3-1 without LeBron.
Still a great record. You know, let's just stay the course. The teams that I thought were tanking don't seem to be tanking just yet.
Yeah. Yep.
But we have to win.
San Antonio
these
started to tank.
Yeah. Good. Get it going.
They were good at the beginning, and now they're like, okay, enough with this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as long as we stay the course and we allow these lower-ranked teams to build our confidence as a team, I think we can make a splash where we don't give New Orleans the number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to grab wins against the bad teams, and they're in a stretch of – because I think best-case scenario, this team is in the play-in tournament. Do you agree with that?
Well, depending on considering how they started,
best case scenario.
I thought
best
they could have been 6-7 seed if they would have got off to a decent start, but they got off to a horrendous start.
Horrendous.
So, like, the horrendous start, you have to make those games up now.
Right.
When you start 2-10, it's 8 games you got to make up to get to 500.
We're playing for the 10, probably.
8 or 9. You just get into the play-in tournament. Nobody's running away with it. Like, nobody else is good either.
Well, 10, you're in the play-in tournament, right?
Yeah, but that's the last spot in.
You got to win 2 games.
But, I mean, we're 5-10. Yeah, you got to win 2 games. You're right.
Yeah,
you got to
win
2 games if you're the 10. Mm. 1 game if you're the 9, right? Because 8 plays 9 for the – 7 plays 8 for the 7. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's all mixed up.
Here, let me look
at the
West.
Let's just get in there, baby.
get in there somehow. Exactly.
Let me look at the West, okay? It's the Lakers are 5-10. The Thunder – 7-9 right above them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lakers are at 13th now, okay? The Thunder 7-9. Warriors 8-9. Timberwolves 8-8. Those are the teams ahead of you.
Those are the 10, 11, and 12 teams ahead of the Lakers.
And they're catchable.
Yeah.
If you play well, they're catchable.
Well,
if
there's
you,
also the Kings up there at 9. But, like, the some Jazz of these teams are leading
gonna,
the conference.
They're going to drop.
Yeah, some of these teams are going to fade. I don't know how the Jazz are leading the conference.
Insane.
Yeah, I mean, and they've played really, really well. What's their record now?
The Lakers?
The Jazz.
12-6 for the Utah 12 Jazz.
12-6 is completely
Suns,
unexpected.
10-6. Trailblazers, 10-6. Nuggets, 10-6. Like, these are the top four teams in the West.
Right.
I don't think it's going to look like that at the end.
No,
I don't think so either.
Not.
I don't think so either.
Definitely
put
not.
It that way.
All right. Tell you what, coming up next, we will talk about the World Cup, and we'll talk about some of the fun treats that Qatar has for players and fans at the World Cup, and the way the British wives, the wives of the English team, are visiting the games, and it is in a really cool way. We got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.